face down in the bushes. You were in the bushes, face down, about 3 blocks east of the site. There you were covered, sheltered, by the low-growth evergreens in that triangular swatch of park. I turned you over and found that you had not faded or otherwise fallen apart. You told me that you were David Remington, president of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Your office was on the 101st floor of One World Trade Center. You even told me how to call you, though I was sure that you wouldn't be there. I looked at you and was amazed that you had survived the cleanup, which had been so meticulous, leaving the streets spotless and free of debris. It's a wonder they missed the park. Maybe they were in too much of a hurry to pull back the branches where they would have found you and your friends. Oh yes, David. You were not alone in your sanctuary. There were others. An 8.5 by 11 photograph of a black tie affair. A page out of a desk calendar, February 11th, I believe it was. And a pair of women's shoes. No, you were not alone. But only you had a name. Only you had a definite place. To only you could I talk and wonder and ask, where are you?